For CASM Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. Your report is being brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Go say hello to Chad and the crew. They can help you out. Here as they bring you this week's report, we check out what's going on with Canada and their ag sector and farmers as they are facing tariffs from another major customer right now. Our fellow broadcaster Dennis Guy providing more details.
Canadian farmers have been told that their biggest customer, China, has once again imposed a huge tariff on Canada's largest oilseed export crop, effective immediately. But China did not say how long the tariff will remain in place. China has hit Canadian canola seed with a 76% duty following a Chinese anti-dumping investigation. But a former advisor to Canada's international trade believes this most recent move by China against Canada ties directly to the 100% tariff that the former U.S. Biden administration imposed against Chinese electric vehicles. Almost a month after that move, Canada followed the U.S. and matched the U.S. tariff on Chinese EVs. Bill Dawkins is a former chief of staff in the Canadian International Trade Ministry. Dawkins said that when Canada followed the U.S. on imposing the Chinese EV tariff last September, Canada would review that tariff stance a year later. The decision deadline is fast approaching.
Canada announced that within 1 year we would review those tariffs. And what China has done now, about a month ahead of our 1 year anniversary, is they've doubled down on the only remaining aspect of the canola trade, and that is on seed. It's about a $4 billion trade for Canada. They've indicated they could remove them at any time, which of course is some strategic leverage in advance of our decision this fall as to what we're going to do.
Back in 2019, China placed high tariffs on Canadian canola in response to Canada arresting a Chinese corporate executive at the request of the American Justice Department. However, China made no such moves against the U.S. over that event. International Trade Advisor Bill Dawkins believes that history is repeating itself here. China wants the U.S. to lift its electric vehicle tariffs and is using this latest canola tariff on Canada to send a message to the U.S. over its continued EV tariff.
They didn't retaliate at all against the United States, but in Canada's case, they put very significant tariffs on our canola products to do what is reflective of the Chinese proverb, to scare the monkey, kill the chicken. Chinese way of saying, in order to deter others, you've really got to crack down on the best victim. So they chose Canada, hitting us right where it hurts in the agricultural space. Entirely reflective of that.
It should be noted that in the face of Donald Trump's global trade actions, while other nations have threatened retaliation, only Canada and China have actually followed through on counter tariffs against the U.S. Now, Canada is taking the economic brunt of tariff action by the world's two largest markets, China and the U.S. Canadian International Trade Minister, former Chief of Staff Bill Dawkins, says that Canada, along with the free trading world, is being told by both of those economies that every country must now pick a side.
Canada and the Western world all are being pressed by the United States to pick a side. Whose economy in this modern, effectively Cold War between the legacy power of the United States and the rising power of China, black versus white characteristics, two different fundamental camps.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Also on Friday, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Texas Governor Abbott held a press conference about the next steps in the battle against the New World screwworm. Governor Abbott says this is a dangerous pest that can affect many things.
Every livestock sector, and I'll throw in deer population in addition to the cattle population, they're all at risk because of the screwworm. This is an enormous challenge, and you need to understand the magnitude just in Texas. This can result in billions of dollars of losses a year. It could truly crush the cattle industry as well as other livestock industry in Texas. And in doing so, it's going to lead to a dramatic spike increase in what people are paying in groceries when they go to the grocery store and try to buy food.
USDA estimates that a screwworm outbreak could damage Texas's economy by as much as $1.8 billion with a B due to livestock losses, treatment costs, and associated economic ripple effects.
The reality is this is a national and international issue. The screwworm typically comes from South America, makes its way up through Central America into Mexico before reaching Texas. It has gone through all of those geographic regions and now is in southern part of Mexico and is nearing Texas. And we are going to face these dire economic consequences. Our industries, our ranchers, people who buy groceries are going to face these dire consequences if action is not taken to deny the ability of the screwworm being able to get into the state of Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott and finally USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says the administration has a four-part plan to continue this battle.
Today, we are going even further and taking the most sweeping actions in our country's history to date to stop this pest in its tracks. First, today, we are announcing USDA will invest and build a domestic sterile fly production facility in Edinburg, Texas, which is situated about 20 miles from the southern border and complements the dispersal facility we have already begun production on. With a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week, and that's how we eradicate the parasite, this facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply, putting America first. It's a tactical move that ensures we are prepared and not just reactive, which is to date what we have really been working through. We will invest, the federal government, up to $750 million on this facility, and not an insignificant investment, and it will also create about 300 jobs right here in Texas. Second, we are launching up to $100 million in addition to the $750 million to identify and deploy cutting-edge technologies that can accelerate our response while the construction of the facility is underway. From novel traps and lures to modular sterile fly units, I am calling on the brightest minds in the country to build on our existing tools and help us outpace this pest quickly and in the most innovative way possible. Third, because of the migration of infected wildlife over the U.S. border, keeping in mind, Governor, and those who know this issue well know, back in the 1950s and 60s, we didn't have this population of wildlife in South Texas the way we do now. But we are ramping up the hiring of USDA-employed mounted patrol officers known as the Tick Riders or the Tick Crew. I actually went and rode the border with them about a month or two ago, which will be the cornerstone of our surveillance program. The Tick Riders are mounted on horseback and will provide the first line of defense against a New World screwworm outbreak along the U.S.-Mexico border. We're also training our Beagles of the Beagle Brigade to detect screwworm infections and will be significantly ramping up our border surveillance program with those and others. And finally, because pests don't care where the border is, we are working directly with Mexico, perhaps in a way never seen before. My counterpart, Secretary Julio Bertagay, and I are in contact almost daily on this issue at this point. We are working with Mexico to boost the surveillance training and oversight inside Mexico to ensure real-time tracking and reaction time while the U.S. works to verify Mexico's reported results and to help them improve their systems south of the border.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. So she also says the border remains closed to any cattle imports. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday morning. Your report is brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.